This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith, live from Yogi's Grill and Bar at the corner of 10th and Indiana. And now, here's Joe Smith.
So our first show of 2015, and color this one all maroon and gold, is Hall of Fame wrestling coach Marty Hutsell back and lifting the North Cougar mat, and certainly out of the doldrums, and boy, are they on the move this winter. The longtime veteran, coach of six Georgia State team championships and 38 individuals, doing his work, and boy, the results have been unbelievable here this winter. The Northsiders 14-3 and on the move with Conference Indiana coming up later this month of January. Young sophomore Caleb Gosney, a semi-state qualifier as a freshman, junior Hunter Dalton. He's putting up some big numbers here in his varsity campaign. And senior David Ray coming off a dislocated elbow, 18-4 at 145. Hunter, of course, and David, the captains of Marty's squad. And I might make mention they're doing this with only two senior starters. The future definitely now. And the Northsiders, the Matmen, are responding big time. A little bit later, well, like the wrestlers, Andy Hodson's North basketball hoopsters are running along 9-2 as they take in a five-game winning streak into Friday night's 68th annual battle with 11th-ranked Bloomington South, trying for three in a row over their arch rivals. We'll be talking hoops with Andy Hodson along with his seniors coming in, seniors Connor Basie and Jake Treadway. So we have wrestling, basketball, Cougar-style maroon and gold on a Tuesday night. You're listening to Sports Talk, and we are live from Yogi's, everyone, at the corner of 10th and Indiana. Yet another season on the airwaves from Yogi's Grill and Bar, our home away from home on Tuesday night. And we thank all of our sponsors, but in particular Yogi's, who's always been known as the place to watch the game, enjoy craft and import draft beer while enjoying a great selection of food, and it always changes on the menu right here at the corner of 10th and Indiana. Along with our producer tonight, Austin Thomas, high atop One City Center down Town Bloomington, and our on-site producers Joanna and Mike Lascott. Again, season's greetings, if you will, and we haven't been on the air for a while since back in December, but Happy New Year, everyone. And Marty Hutsell joining us, a long time. Well, I've watched both of the young men win a couple of state titles back when they were in high school for their Hall of Fame great father and coach, Kay Hutsell. And Marty, we had you on during halftime of a Cougar basketball game. Not so much welcoming you back, but back after serving as an assistant with Chris Branham, and here you are in charge of these outstanding young men. And boy, have the kids responded this year for you.
Right, right, Joe. We're real happy with the progress, and we're right now at we're working a lot on conditioning right now and getting ready for the conference. And, of course, the sectionals in 3 weeks.
Well, you brought a couple of your captains, David Ray and Hunter Dalton, and Hunter's got a younger brother that's going to move right through the ranks. He's had an outstanding freshman campaign, but it has been. Well, let's just kind of talk about the expectations. It wasn't like you didn't know these guys. You knew you had a blueprint, but talk about the expectations with you grabbing the reins of the Cougars. And this 14-3 campaign, has it been over and above what you expected at this point?
Well, not really. Last year, being assistant to Chris, I knew the talent was there, and they're just kind of maturing, and they're buying into my system of drilling, and they're working tremendously hard, and I think that they're feeding off one another right now.
Well, I know it's been great activity in the wrestling room, and you talk about the system, and you and I have discussed this before, Marty. We talked to you that night at the basketball game about what your father brought to you, and Doug, your brother, and Doug, of course, is still coaching as well down in the state of Georgia, very successfully with a seventh-ranked team in the state. But talk a little about the Hutsell system and how you've incorporated into this winning set that as we move through January and the rest of the winter.
Well, I don't know if it's secret system, but my dad did invent it, and I've been in a lot of wrestling rooms, and I've never seen a system that works as well as my dad's, and I give all the credit to my father because he was the best, and he still is the icon in the state of Georgia. And once in a while we talk, and he comes to the matches and acknowledges wrestling.
You know, that system, it was pretty, well, he kind of simplified it when he did what he did at Bloomington and Bloomington South High Schools before he retired and walked away with all of those state championships and individual state champions as well. We talk about the system. Your pop had, well, he knew every opponent wrestler and got his kids. You talk about, you know, putting a game plan together. There wasn't much that Kay missed.
No, he, and you know what, he with Dad, he knew every all 14 different personalities of his wrestlers and 14 weight classes, and he handled every kid differently. And that's, you know, I still learn each year when I coach, and there's always something I remember about Dad and how he handled the kids. And without a doubt, he could do that. You know, and wrestling's always been a kingpin in Bloomington, but it was kind of after two bit retired. You know, Dad, I think, brought it back to Bloomington, and oh, you know, we're trying to get it going here at North again.
Well, there isn't any doubt, and of course, Bo Henry, of course, he coached the state championship at North, and wrestling has been, and you grew up in the city, and as I say, a two-time state champion yourself. Yeah, we used to get 1,000, 1,500 at a wrestling match in North and South. So North is not some newcomer to winning wrestling.
No, and you know, Bo's a great coach, and you know, it was great to see him at the Bo Henry Classic, and I would like, you know, to get a North-South matchup again, just in a dual meet. Yeah. And, you know, I think the fans would come out. Right now, you know, we wrestle the Bloomington Invitational. North has it 1 year, South has it 1 year. And you know what, wrestling, nobody wants to sit around 5-6 hours to see a match, and that's always the end of the match when we wrestle the South. And I'd like to get it back to where we wrestle the South in a dual meet, and I think a lot of the people would come back out.
And you know, you've kind of created that winning culture, 14-3, but how key was it to for the Cougars to go out and nail down a tournament championship like you did the Columbus North Invitational? How key was that to lay the foundation for who you're coaching right now, especially with a lot of underclassmen on the squad?
Well, you know, I think winning's contagious.
Yeah.
And with this win, you know, we're trying to build off of it. Although we didn't really wrestle very well in Mooresville last week, but the semi-state, I felt like that Mooresville tournament was as tough as the Evansville semi-state, so it's going to get us ready for the sectionals.
Talk a little about the two seniors we'll talk to here briefly before we take a break. And we're talking with Marty Hutzel, the wrestling coach at Bloomington North High School, the Hall of Fame coach, wrestler, former Indiana Hoosier. Talk about the seniors. Of course, you know, when we were talking the night before the Bo Henry on that Friday night on the McKinney court with you, Marty, we talked a little about David Ray. We talked a little about Hunter Dalton. Talk a little about these two and their seasons, with David hopefully coming back before the end of the regular season, at least hopefully for the postseason.
Well, you know, and David's right on track to return, and, you know, it's up to his doctors and his progression. But it's going to be tough, and we know that, but he's really working hard on his conditioning. He's back running now, and we're just hoping he can start drilling at least a week before the sectionals, and he gets released by the doctors.
Well, you know, they say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and Doug Dalton was an outstanding wrestler and three-sport standout back when I was doing his games, and here he has two. You have two of his sons now, Hunter and young Wyatt, who's only a freshman. How about this Dalton bunch, huh?
Well, they're good, you know, and, you know, it's a joy to coach the Daltons. They're very competitive, and the you know, Doug is really competitive too, and the boys have to go home and listen to Doug rant and rave some days, and that's tough on him. I told Doug, I said, I said lay off these kids for a while. I'm the coach, you're their dad, so. You know, I love Doug Dalton, so we're glad to have his boys here, that's for sure.
Well, there isn't any question. As we said right at the top, Marty, you have a predominant underclass team, starting only two seniors. One of them was David Ray. But talk a little about how they have really latched on, the entire group, be it freshmen, sophomores, or juniors.
Well, here again, you know, with this drilling system that my dad invented, you can watch as they progress, and if two or three of them aren't doing holds right, we stop the hold and we do everything right over again, start from scratch. So it's basic wrestling, and it just works.
Well, it works. That keeps the competition big time, doesn't it, in the room, huh?
Oh yeah, everybody wants to be a better driller, and I tell them, you know, right now who's the best drillers are, and the rest of the kids try to look up to the juniors and seniors that know the system a little bit from me being there last year.
You know, Wyatt Dalton is wrestling, I think, down at 126. But right. Who have been some of the head turners in addition to Wyatt that has been impressive in the room that's putting putting up some winning numbers for you.
Well, last week Nick Doran came through. He had a great term at Mooresville, and I thought all along the last couple of years Nick's got all the ability. We just got to get in his mind that he's as good as anybody else. So he had a fifth-place finish, and it was a real tough weight class. So I'm looking big things from Nick at the sectionals.
How about John Inman now? He also, wasn't he in the top 10 in that?
Yeah, Johnny finished seventh, and I thought 160 was the toughest weight there. And Johnny's got great quickness. He just got to believe in himself. You know, he's one of North's best pitchers. Yeah. And we're trying to make him a wrestler.
Well, you know, and so it's so great, too. And I can remember, you know, the Cougars having some state qualifiers. We talked a little about Gosney doing it as a freshman last year all the way to the semi-state. But, too, that said, you've got a full squad. You've got depth. The junior varsity is full. And so the future is right there. And you don't have to forfeit any weight classes.
Well, right now we're lucky. We've got some depth in the in a few of the weights, but we wish we had more. We've only got 25 kids out, but with only two seniors, we'll have 23 coming back next year. And I got Phil Fisher's running my youth program, and with Walter Gray, my assistant coach, then he's running my club program and my assistant, and Phil's running the middle school program. So we're trying to get things right up the line with elementary and middle school and high school, Joe.
Well, and, you know, that's so key. And we kind of talked about, regardless of location in the city, you know, you can wrestle, you can live on the south side or far north east side and still be, obviously, a Cougar. You see that getting that bond getting a little closer where it, you know, you can go out and not so much recruit. But that being said, with your programs, your youth program, where that's headed?
Well, you know, right now, South, you know, they've always been the big dog in the Bloomington, and they've got right now they got a great youth program. But we're trying to, you know, get ours started. We've got 10 kids, and hopefully the word will get out, and we'll get a lot more elementary kids involved.
Well, they're getting a lot of people involved in the Cougars. Well, the tail of the tape says they're 14-3 and getting better as we move through the winter. Just getting started, Bloomington North Wrestling. We'll be back to talk to a couple of the captains, Hunter Dalton and also David Ray, spending time with veteran Hall of Fame coach Marty Hutzel. And we're talking Bloomington North Maroon and Gold Wrestling a little bit later. Andy Hodson and his seniors, Jake Treadway and Connor Basie, join us as they get ready for the South matchup on Friday night. We'll be back. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's.
This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith.
Hopping on the mat, Marty Hutzel, the Hall of Fame head coach of the Bloomington North Cougars, along with Hunter Dalton and David Ray. And well, we'll start out with Hunter, as we had a chance to talk to him when he walked in here, and he's having an outstanding season. Talk a little about this 28-2 campaign, Hunter, and what's really been some of the key ingredients behind your success on the mats.
I'd say my work ethic before season, and been lifting all summer, been really dedicated, and just trying to meet one goal, want to be a state champion, and I'd say that's probably what the key to my success has been.
Well, talk a little about the teachings of Coach Hutzel. You had him last year as an assistant when Chris was handling the varsity. What have you learned in the room from him to date?
Well, we picked up on his drilling system, and I'd say that's helped a lot with how we
just go about doing things.
Yeah.
What is the drilling system? Explain that, can you?
Well, we run through the same drills every day, and it helps us memorize even if we were really tired during a match, or kind of muscle memorization. So make it second nature, and it helps significantly.
You know, you talk to the mental as to the physical. It's a big difference there, but you wrestled last year, placed, I believe, second or third in Conference Indiana's 160-pounder. Now you're at 182. Where, when you entered the year, Hunter, weren't you kind of want to raise the bar?
I just wanted to be the best I could be at 182, and
well, there's nothing wrong with that, I tell you what. And you talk a little about your technique. Have you, with the added strength, you've gotten stronger. Talk a little about when you're on, What clicks for you on the mats when you know you're in command?
I'd say whenever I start putting moves together and dominate the kid, then that's really when it starts clicking.
How do you kind of put together a list of to-dos against an opponent? Do you scout your own opponent? You know, like, for instance, you got Edgewood coming up in a duel. You got Conference Indiana. There'll be some different guys you're going to be obviously wrestling. But what's on your agenda list when you kind of scout an opponent as to what you want to do? You talk about the moves you've incorporated.
Yeah. If I haven't wrestled a kid before, then I'll go out and do what I normally do. And if a kid I have wrestled before, you know, finds a counter or something that I haven't seen before, then I'll work on that, trying to fix that so it doesn't happen again. But yeah, that's about it.
Well, I tell you what, Marty, you know, 28-2 says it all, and you know, he's been putting some boys on their backs.
Well, Hunter does a great job with this, with his power wrestling, and we got him really into the Iowa way. We have him stalking and snapping and underhooking and rushing ties and trying to wear his opponent down, and he's in tremendous shape.
Well, he is, and you know, we talk a little about his brother. What's Wyatt's record to date? You know,
Wyatt's 18-9, and that's pretty outstanding for a freshman. And you know, Wyatt's getting better every time he steps on the mat. He just needs to get a little stronger and a little more physical.
What, and before we talk to David Ray here, Hunter Dalton joining us along with Marty Hutzel talking North Wrestling tonight. Hunter, talk a little about your little bro. What's impressive about the 126-pounder?
He's certainly done better than I have, or I did when I was a freshman. So he has high standards to live up to, I'd say.
Well, I'd say that. Hunter Dalton joining us, and hey, we wish you the best the rest of the winter, and hey, bring home a Conference Indiana championship. I know that's your goal before you said what your big goal is, and that's to win a state champion. And stay healthy, my friend, Hunter Dalton. And David Ray joining us, and David, you know, we talk a little about this team, along with you're a senior captain, and doggone it, give us a medical report. That's the first and most important thing.
During the Bo Henry, I was trying to catch myself as I was exiting the mat, be taken down, and I dislocated my elbow. And after being rushed to the ER, they were able to put it back in place and expect a six-week return time, which should be to the date of sectionals. So, and I'm definitely ahead of schedule right now, so I'm hoping to, you know, make a good recovery and be back for sectionals.
Well, it's a doggone shame, and of course we hope you the very best. But what's kind of clicked for you? 18-4 before you got hurt at 145. Talk about the season, and talk a little about the influence that Coach Hutzel has brought into the room this year as the head coach.
Definitely, along with his drilling scheme, has been a big impact. But one thing he always says is develop your style. Obviously, I'm not a same type of wrestler as Hunter Dalton here, so. I'm more of an outside wrestler, and I try, you know, listen to coach and, you know, develop that style as an outside wrestler. That kind of started clicking this year, just, you know, wrestling my match and doing my things that I can do well as opposed to wrestling the other opponent.
How pleasing has it been to see the turnaround? I mean, here is a Cougar team, and unfortunately you've sat through some long seasons. At Conference Indiana last year, the Cougars were last, but here you are with a chance to compete, although Perry Meridian is quite strong. But how pleasing has it been as a senior now to see this improvement in the room?
It's been very pleasing. My freshman year, I believe we had five wrestlers on the team, and we had five weights filled, and that was it. It was tough. We was unable to win any matches just by how many forfeits we had. We still wrestled tough, and we had a lot of seniors that year, and it was sad to see them go with such a bad record. But as Hutzel has come in and changed the program, it's very pleasing to see. And especially as my senior year comes around, it's nice to, you know, have that end on that good note.
You know, we look at what's left on the regular season. You wind up with Columbus East on the 22nd of January, and that's after the Conference Indiana meet at Franklin Central. So do you go to the doctor weekly, or how does he monitoring your progress?
Every Monday I go to meet with doctors, see how the progress is, rehab it a little bit. Right now, he's allowed me to run and stay in shape, you know, so I've just been doing that, and that's about it.
I can't think of a worse injury to have than a dislocated elbow with regards to wrestling and leverage and everything. That's, I mean, you know, and that said, you gotta wait till it heals, but then that said, you can't come back too soon, can you?
Yeah. But I've been very lucky. I only tore or strained three ligaments.
Okay.
And no broken bones, no torn tendons. So that was very lucky in that sense. So they said that helps a lot with the recovery, not having any of those broken bones and stuff like that. So no screws. It just, oh, just allowed, you know, your body to heal itself and get back on the mat.
Well, you know, hey, do what the doc says, and we expect to see you in the postseason.
Alrighty.
David Ray joining us, and well, Marty, I tell you, just a couple of the kids that have been the fabric, a couple of the foundation pieces, and well, with what is left, you know, you said you opted out of the capital city. That always kind of used to be the first meet of the new year, and you went to Mooresville, and now you got a Edgewood coming up, and then the conference meet 4 days after that. How are you kind of viewing things competition-wise? As we move through January,
well, what's Joe? We're just trying to get through this next 2 weeks with some good conditioning, and with conference coming up, you know, we obviously want to do better in our last place finish last year. So, and I think we will. We got a couple kids that should do well.
Well, we appreciate you dropping in, and we'll always have you a seat ready here at Yogi's. This is going to be your home away from home, and we'll chart the progress. Just a comment, Edgewood, you know, here again, Nate Coons, we know what Gabe is doing out there, and they've got some good boys in the program out there, and that ought to be an interesting duel come the 13th.
Well, yeah, they got a scrappy little team, and you know, I'm not looking forward to wrestling them. We beat them twice this year in dual meets, but they smashed us in the Mooresville tournament. So I think they'll be ready for us, and I know we'll be ready. So it'll be an interesting duel next Tuesday.
All right, and so we'll chart the progress of the wrestlers from Bloomington High School North, and we thank Captains David Ray, who was on the IL right now, but is, you know, looking forward to returning, and Hunter Dalton, who's a 28-2 right now at 182 and getting better each week. And, Marty, we'll be talking to you down the road. Best of luck to you. Tell your pop I said hi.
I will. Thank you, Joe.
Marty Hutzel joining us along with wrestlers David Ray and Hunter Dalton. When we come back, we'll toss the pumpkin up and shoot a few hoops with a 9-2 basketball club. The North Cougars of Andy Hotson and their senior captains, Jake Treadway and Connor Basie, join us when we come back. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi's.
This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith.
Just zipping right by. Welcome back, everyone. It's Sports Talk. It's Tuesday night. Our thanks to Marty Hutzel and Captains David Ray and Hunter Dalton as they embark upon their winning success, as to the North Cougars. And they got a good dose of it last year as they won the sectional, regional, and finished in the Final Four and scared the heck out of Indianapolis Tech before ending their season. And we'll be joined by senior captains Jake Treadway and Connor Basie here in just a second. But joining us, the head coach of the Northsiders, Andy Hotson, and we have talked many, many times this year, Andy, but boy, this has been fun. Both teams coming in Friday night on five-game winning streaks, but we're here to talk Cougar basketball and some of the key elements behind what has keyed this nice 9-2 start for your ball club.
Well, we've got senior leaders, two of them sitting here in front of me. We've got six seniors that we rely on, and what they've done is every day in practice they bring it. You know, Monday through Thursday when we're preparing, they come, they battle each other, they make each other better. It's a really unselfish group, and that we've seen years ago. We keep them on the JV, we played them in the summer together. We could see that we had an unselfish group coming through, that they had a lot of fun with each other, had a lot of fun playing together, and then I think we've reaped some of the benefits this year of of gaining some confidence that we got last year through the tournament with these guys in that mix, and then now they just play with a, you know, a quiet confidence about them that, that we're enjoying.
And, you know, too, the monkey off your back last year, and it was a year ago, you know, probably, I don't know if that was the game that turned the season into what it was, Andy, but you found a way not only to knock off Bloomington South in the regular season, you had so much fun doing that, you won the sectional and beat them and swept them for, I think, the first time in 14 years. But how important was that as you kind of glance back with the three big stars that you had that produced the points, and then to have Jake and Connor be part of that over the course of those two South wins and the tournament route you took?
Yeah, well, we held on to win that one during the season. I remember them pushing back on us. We got a nice lead to start out, and South kept coming with the pressure. And
put 30 on you in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it seemed like that last minutes of the game just lasted forever. It just seemed like it was going on for an eternity. But you know, we backed that up then in the sectional with a great defensive effort. Both teams, you know, it was like they knew what we were doing, we knew what they were doing, and it was like going up against a wall. Both teams battled, you know, 38-35 or whatever that sectional championship was, and you know, it's that's how this battle is. That's how this rivalry is. It was nice to get it renewed where we got some wins on the north side finally. You know, so we can call it a rivalry because it wasn't there for a while. But, you know, proud of these guys. These two guys sitting in front of me were our glue guys last year. Mm-hmm. You know, they got some tough defensive assignments. You know, you got to guard a guy who went to Kentucky, you know, in the semi-state final, who's 5 inches taller than him. And then Treadway, he guards anybody and all comers, you know, any size, any shape, he's got to go guard them. So, you know, these were two of our main defenders last year that helped us make a run.
And of course, Connor got a pretty good dose of Joey Brunk the other night. Well, it was actually a few games ago. A lot of similarities in both city teams. The last time both of them lost, I believe it was Southport. You got a pretty good dose of a team that certainly, Andy, Evansville Wrights, according to the new polls out today, tonight, they are up to fifth in the state. So you have lost. Your only two losses have been to number 5 and number 1.
Yeah, I think whoever rated them fifth in the state hasn't seen them play.
Did you hear what they – well, I know you know what they did. I mean, they beat New Albany by 30, and then the next night beat Terre Haute – which
South, Terre Haute North by 40. Yeah. No, we went up against them. So we played, you know, Wrights and then Southport in a row, and Wrights is a special team, and they've got some things going down there. You know, they played us extremely well, exploited some things for us, showed us some things that we need to work on that we have been since then. You know, it's a long season. Maybe, you know, if we're fortunate enough to be able to see them in the regional or something like that this year, I'd love to have that opportunity again. But they're a heck of a team, well-coached team. But I'm glad that we had, you know, we have two losses on our record right now, and they came against probably the two best teams in the state. But they definitely taught us something, and that's what we want to do this time of year is learn and grow and get better.
Well, the thing that has been a constant and has been the defensive pressure you've been able to apply, and you look at what you're able to do, and the defense has really been constant. You throw out the Evansville Wrights game, but other than that, Andy, you go down and again, from a confidence standpoint, you took the boys down to southeastern Indiana, South Ripley, and played three games in 2 days and won the championship. That only had to buoy what's been going on from a confidence standpoint.
Yeah, when I first scheduled it, we scheduled it late in the fall, and I was surprised that South Ripley called back and said, yeah, hey, we'll take you in the tournament because we were the biggest school in it. But at the time, we were graduating 3,200 points, and we didn't know where we'd be about that time. We didn't know if we'd need that tournament to get healthy a little bit. Of where we were, so we scheduled that tournament in. Then I scheduled Wrights in after that, but it ended up we beat a nice South Ripley team. I mean, they you know, the host team says, yeah, you can be in our tournament for a school, and we're going to play you. So I think they were confident in playing us, and we handled our business against them, played pretty well, and then we just handled Franklin County. You know, our athleticism took over in that one, and then the Christian Academy is one of the best 1A teams that I've seen. They gave us a battle, and you know, they had two forwards that were extremely hard to handle, and an excellent point guard. You know, that team is going to be special in the 1A ranks by the end.
And they're out of New Albany, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yep. So right there in New Albany, it used to be Graceland Christian was their name.
It was one
of the last times I remember when I first came here as an assistant, it was one of the last times we lost a home game was to Graceland Christian. They came in and beat Bloomington North at Bloomington North back in like 98 with a heck of a team. So they've got some things going. Coach Kerberg down there has definitely got a squad going. With Christian Academy. So it was good to have that in that championship. We got battle tested. You know, we just didn't walk through that tournament, so it was a nice way to cap that tournament.
Well, you started a nice 2015. You got eight games in the month of January, one's in the well. And, you know, to be honest with you, Whiteland's been a pain in the rump to the Maroon and Gold, and you had to go there to open up the new year after you won that South Ripley tournament. And, again, finding ways to win, that's been the moniker of this team. My golly, I was talking, and we'll talk more here in a bit with Connor and Jake about the four or five different guys have won games 2-3 seconds, 1 second on the clock.
Yeah, you know, coming into the season, I said we have multiple guys that it wouldn't surprise me if they score 20. And then we have multiple guys. You know, I don't know how everybody else's scouting report looks when they're writing about us because you can't just mark one person. You know, there's multiple guys out there, and that's just their unselfish play. You know, Ken gets shut off in the middle on one game and kicks it out to Treadway, and he sticks a three to win. The next time, Ken, you know, he jumps up looking for Musa, and then instead he shoots it. I mean, there's, you know, Tate hitting threes, Malik hitting threes. You know, they've come at opportune times. We haven't shot the ball that well, you know, overall the course of the season as much as what we thought we'd, you know, of how we thought we'd shoot coming in, but... But there's a, like I said, a quiet confidence about them in timeouts. You know, we can be down four, we can be down six with 40 seconds to go, and these guys, they don't waver. You know, they just go, we're going to go out and get the job done.
Yeah, the margin of a deficit has nothing to do with it. It's what's what is said when the clock reads 0-0-0 and you see another W for your Bloomington North basketball club. You know, back to defense for a second. You've been able to score off your defense. Talk a little about that and how an integral part that has been in the success that you've had through 11.
Well, you have to, you know, you want to build something on your program that you want to be known for.
Sure.
And I think that we've been doing a good job with our defense, our pack that we moved to 3 years ago, instilling on our team. You know, we do it as a team. You know, it's not putting Jake Treadway out on an island trying to guard somebody, or Connor Basie on an island in the post trying to take care of a 6'10 guy. You know, we do it all as a team. And then I think that that's helped, you know, help that unselfishness, help how they get along together. You know they've got each other's backs. And it has, it's turned into some extra points, you know, on our side. You know, we make it difficult for teams to score on us. And in some of these games, though, we've been pressing a little bit. We've switched it up some and caused some different, you know, based on scouting reports that we have. And, you know, so, but these guys can do that. We can switch some things that we do, switch little parts of our defense, you know, put in little wrinkles offensively, and they absorb it and they go do it.
You know, I've always had the saying, he does a grand job of filling out all of the boxes, and Jake Treadway joining us. And Jake, I'm looking not so much what you've been able to do scoring points, and you've been able to score about four or five a game, but talk a little about what your overall Jake Treadway game, and I'm talking about assists, steals, and turnovers, and how key that's been to your success.
Yeah, like you said, my role is not really a big scoring role. We have Malik and Holden and some other guys to do that, and Tate hitting threes, but... Like you said, defense really is the biggest thing. Getting on the ground, getting after loose balls. Steals, I think I'm first or second in the team with Ken. We're both tied second for steals and assists both. So that's really our biggest thing.
Well,
so.
You're ahead of him in assists, and he's a little bit ahead of you in the steals. But you have been the delegator of the ball, and like we said, you've also partaken in winning a ball game in the closing seconds earlier this year. What game was that again? You won.
You remember? I think it was a Center Grove game.
It was, yeah. Okay. But talk a little about how the with Musa coming in and some of the new pieces you guys have been able to do, what you've been able to do. Why don't you bring that mic just a little closer to you. There you go.
Like you said, bringing Musa in and holding back. He played half the year, but and Riley, too, he stepped up, too. Everybody's really stepped up and filled a role. I mean, last year, like Coach Hotz said, we graduated 3,200 points. And, I mean, there's really not a main, like, scoring role. We all fill everything. We do everything together as a team, like you said.
You know, Coach also brought up another vital aspect. It is now a rivalry with Bloomington South. How important was that to finally shed that that over and to not only beat them in Conference Indiana, but to sweep them in the biggest game of the year at that particular point in time? What did that do to the psyche?
I mean, that plays a big role, like you said, to beat them twice, to kind of prove that it wasn't just like a fluke the first time. And big game Friday night. We'll see. We can go ahead and continue that on. So,
you know, talk a little about Jallo's presence and what he has brought. We got spoiled by Sekou, and now we're seeing a young man that's only a freshman, the younger bro, and he's doing some things I haven't seen done by a true freshman in a long while. But talk a little about his play.
I mean, like you said, he picked up really right where Sekou's left off, and, I mean, he stepped up big, and he's a big presence inside with Bays, too. I mean, you said Bays, Garden, big guys, but Musa's in there, too. But really, offense is really where he helps us a lot.
Senior captain guard, Jake Treadway, he kind of runs the show out there and has been doing a lot of things, and along with his playmate, his classmate, Connor Basie. And, Connor, you've been very economical in your shot selection this year. You're shooting 90% from the field. You've missed, you've only taken 10, but you've hit 9. That's not bad.
It's not.
Let's see. Oh, I got you on. Oh, Coach gave you his headset. Oh, okay. Let me go back now. Here we go.
Here we go.
There you go. Here. We're on fire now. And you've been too.
Yeah. You know, I don't take a lot of shots, but when I do, I make sure they're good. I got to keep people honest. If they're backing off of me, you know, if I get inside, go up with it occasionally. Coach Austin's always on me about kicking it out too much sometimes, so. Just do what I can.
You have been a young man that has relished the role of just doing what needs to be done. Talk about that. And it epitomizes what this team's all about, because you are, you got the old pail, you got the blue collar, you're coming in, and you take no guff. Talk about your approach game in and game out.
I just try to come in, do all the little things. You know, I don't worry about scoring. I don't worry about getting the credit for anything. You know, get loose balls, set screens. Get these guys open, get them the ball where they need to get it, play some defense, you know, that stuff.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It only got better as you trekked to the Final Four last year, the defensive side of the ball. How good is this team right now defensively, and where is it headed defensively? How good can this team be?
We're pretty good right now. I think we can definitely get a lot better. You know, we get Musa learning the defense. You know, he's freshman. He's still got to learn some of that. You know, if Malik decides to play any defense once in a while, that'll be good. And, you know, but I think we can be successful, definitely defensively.
Well, it's good to see Malik is at least getting his shooting eye back.
Yeah,
I know
good.
He unloaded 26 against somebody. I think that was in the tournament. But you got the right pieces anyway. Hey, talk a little. And Jake was mentioning the confidence boost from having swept South last year, Connor. I don't know if it was a turning point of the season when you were a junior, but how important was that and to get that monkey off your back?
I mean, it's definitely important. You know, I had an older brother played here too, so I watched us lose I don't know how many times to him. And so it was good to finally get a win and then come back and beat him in the sectional.
What's the early skinny on Bloomington South? You know, I mean, you know these guys, your buddies, so, you know, a lot of the guys have girlfriends. I mean, you know, it's a fraternity within the city, but it's all going to be business come 7:30 Friday night. What's your impression of the South team that is playing pretty good defense right now, too?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good ball club. You know, got two really good guards and Johnny and Tucker who have been starting. Since they were both freshmen, you know, they can both shoot the crap out of it. Got Martindale, you know, good athletic guy. And, you know, Nick Elliott going to do all the other things in the starting lineup. So Keenan off the bench, he always brings a toughness and a swagger about him. So
I don't know how the matchups go. It's none of my business. We'll see it unfold soon enough on Friday night. But Logan Kirby is starting to play well, be it Kirby or Martindale, a couple of. But then again, that's right up your alley. You're looking forward to it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I love playing defense, especially if it's physical like that. You know, I'm not going to back down. So should be a good one.
Connor Bazy joining us along with Jake Treadway. And back to Jake for a second here. And you know, we talk a little about the backcourt that Connor was. That's formidable. You know, Jager's scoring. Jager's not missing a lot of things. And Tucker's Tucker.
Yeah. Like you said, they're both they both started since they're freshmen. And, I mean, they're just really solid, both of them together. So.
Well, Coach, we want to get you on here. Yeah, you can pack up that mic. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know you. It was also awful nice of you to, you know, they were kind of fighting over.
They were fighting over
because, you know, I think when we do post-game stuff with the boys, we just use the handheld, but now you have the handheld. But, you know, talk a little about the similarities. From a standpoint, first of all, this is a key game because both teams are 1-1 in Conference Indiana. Let's start there first.
Yeah, it is key. You know, right now with Southport up top, you know, Columbus North, they haven't lost one either, and then they're going to play Southport a little bit later. You know, it's important. You never know. Southport could drop one to Columbus North. Columbus North still has to come up against us and Bloomington South later. So it's always important. You know, it's still early in the conference season. You never know what can happen. And you do. You want to try to position yourself well in that top half. To see what you can do.
And, you know, it's early week, and there's a lot of familiarity with, you know, the purple and white, but you got a good feel where your club is headed. So it's basically, and it's been really the tail of the tape for your ball club, is to go out and play Cougar basketball. I mean, if this one takes us down to the final buzzer, so be it.
Yeah. You know, that's right, and we talk about it a lot, you know. Just be us. You know, I think it's one of Coach Carmichael's, you know, famous quotes that just be us. That's it. We don't have to do anything special. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just go out and be us, what we've been working on from day one. And I think that these guys, you know, they take that blue-collar mentality and go out and put it on the court.
And, you know, Malik, is he getting better defensively?
Oh, Lord, I hope so. You know, he spins around. I think he's like a bug to one of those lights, you know, those bug lights that just zap you. You know, that's how he is on a screen. Every screen, he seems to find every screen and run into it out there on the defensive end. But he's getting better. You know, he gets his hand on the ball and makes some deflections, and he can make up for some things with his athleticism. But he's definitely getting better. We just need him to have a quicker learning curve.
You know, last year I'm looking just at the regular season game. There were 60 free throws shot in that. You went and shot 36 and hit 23, and outscored them by 7, and of course you win the ball game by 6. But that said, free throw shooting, you know, has been awfully good. Talk about that aspect.
Yeah, the kids have. They've
75%?
Stepped up to the line. Yep. Yeah, shooting 75. I think I had one team. It had been when Jordan, Connor's brother, was here. They were one of the top teams in the state. I think it was about 77. You know, we're shooting the free throws well, and you know, you get up there and, you know, guys are taking their time. They're, you know, we shoot some free throws during practice. We try to put some pressure on them with some different things. But, you know, that's mainly mechanics and the mental approach, and our guys are doing well with it.
Well, they are indeed. And you talk about, you know, getting some mileage out of your seniors. And you have six on the team, but a guy that won the game the other night with recognition, you know, taking the shot himself after seeing, I believe it was Musa, bottled up in the corner. And he finger rolls the shot in, beats Whiteland. We're talking about Ken Montgomery. And he has really steadily gotten his game in gear here over in this five-game winning streak, hadn't he?
Yeah, we started him, I think, for the first time in the second game of that tournament.
Tournament, yeah. Saw that.
You know, and he brings another added dimension for us defensively. Allows us to put two point guards out on the floor, handling the ball. So, you know, it's nice having, you know, out of those two with Treadway and Ken out there, it's about 7 or 8 assists, you know, together that are out there spreading the ball around. So, you know, Ken's got to improve on some things too. You know, probably a few too many turnovers, but I think that he's working on that. He's working on the defensive side, and you know, with all of them, you know, we're tickled where we are right now, but we want to get better and we want to improve pushing into that tournament.
Well, I tell you, it could be the first of two meetings on the home court because the sectional this year returns to Bloomington South on Tuesday, March the 3rd. So who knows as we sit here early January, but we're all focused on what is going to happen Friday night. By the way, FYI fans, if you're out listening and you're a Bloomington North Cougar fan, they're going to have their tickets go on sale tomorrow. I believe JR sent the tickets out to Mike Musbrucker, and they go on sale tomorrow the rest of the week. We ought to have us a great atmosphere.
Yeah, I would imagine that the place will be full, like usual. So if you don't want to go stand out in the cold, you might want to come, you know, to the athletic office and get them. You know, if you don't come to North and get them, go steal up South's tickets that they're trying to sell. Take some of theirs. And get some of those North people over there grabbing those. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, it's one of those things that the community rallies around and goes, and it's great for the kids, you know, to play in that atmosphere. And, you know, it's fun. It's a good time.
Doesn't matter where the game's played. It's the 68th annual Have At It between the Cougars and the Panthers Friday night. Chalk Talk with Andy Hodson and JR. Coming up at 7 o'clock, and we'll be charting the progress of Jake Treadway, Connor Basie, the captains, joining us tonight from Yogi's on Sports Talk and the rest of the Maroon and Gold. Andy, the best of luck to you the rest of 2015, one at a time, and that's what the boys are looking at. That's what this team has been built on, and we ought to have us a great one Friday night.
We should. Thanks for having us on the show, Joe.
Andy Hodson and Connor Basie, Jake Treadway all joining us. Again, our coverage begins at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Tickets go on sale tomorrow when school begins in the athletic office for you North Cougar fans. They're $5. Hey, get them in advance, and hey, you won't have to worry about standing outside at Bloomington South on a chilly Friday night. We'll be back to close things out. You're listening to Sports Talk. We're live from Yogi.
This is Sports Talk with Joe Smith.
Well, time to close things out as we move up to the 7 o'clock hour. We thank the Cougars for joining us, both the Matmen and the Hoopsters, and looking forward to charting their progress. In the Zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tomorrow night at 6. The IU women play Ohio State 7 o'clock in the Assembly Hall at 7 o'clock on Thursday. We'll have our coverage beginning with Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. By the way, Edgewood is home. They're having a great year. It's been a great late fall winter for all of our Monroe County Fives. They're 5-3. Taking on South Vermilion. Ohio State in town to take on the basketball Hoosiers. Only one way to go, and that's up after last night. ESPN at noon. Our shortstop employee of the week, KC Brown. Stop in and see what they have for you right there at the corner of 10th and Smith. Our producer tonight has been Austin Thomas. All of our sponsors. Don't forget, all kinds of NFL football starting Saturday, 4 o'clock, Baltimore, New England, Carolina, and Seattle. The Colts will follow Dallas and Green Bay on Sunday when our coverage starts at 12:30. So that'll about do it. Our first show in the books for 2015. And for everyone here at Yogi's, our producers tonight, Austin Thomas, Joanna, and Mike Lascott, have a great week. We'll see you in a couple of weeks live from Yogi's on Sports Talk. Good night, everybody.